bigger and it's lasted a lot longer.
Right. We're holding Simon Shinayim Dalet, Sif Dalet, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. So a similar case to the case we had before, of a two chetzeris, one large and one small, but over here it wasn't two chetzeris, but rather it was a gag katon, shenifritz kerem Shabbos bimiluoy the gag gadol. So there was a larger house which had a larger gag, and a smaller house adjacent to it which had a smaller gag, and they had a wall in between the two of them, and the wall fell down, so the smaller gag now was totally open up into the larger one. So halacha is also lahalos alav kelim sheshavs v'bayis. The you can't take kelim from the bayis up to the gag on the smaller one because it's totally open on one side. The gadol mutzer, but the larger one, its wall is still intact, assuming that the opening was ten amas or less. So its wall is still intact, and it's allowed to carry up from its bayis up to its gag. So now the mechitzas that we're dealing with over here, we have to keep the two of them separate. It has to be it has to be visible, i.e. that the roof ends where the wall ends. But the case where the roof extends, sometimes the roof will extend out, will jut out beyond the wall, so the mechitzas of the wall do not count for the roof in that situation. Abavein and the koras could go in shagag berlet aleim. Harry Carmelis, consider it a Carmelis, and you can't take from the house to there. Elim kain pesuch lo miabayis chaloyin arba al arba, unless it's there's a window which gives you access from the house to the roof, and that's considered chorei rishus yochid, and you're allowed to carry there. Okay, Mishabruos of Katan Chof.
A lot in this Lushkikos.
What?
It's a lot here in this Lushkikos.
Gag Katan. When Imshnei Gag and Shoven, if they're both equal size, Urshan Zel Zeh, Philimenem Yersum Yeser Amos, the Harei Nifritzu Bimiluon Zel Zeh. Neither one has their fourth wall in that situation. Mm-hmm. The equal size. So even though it's less than 10 Amos, but it's the rule is, if you have one side totally open, even if it's less than 10 amas, it's no good. Shenifratz, it broke open. Lav dafka, before Shabbos. So it doesn't have to be necessarily that there was a process that it was closed and now it became nifratz, it became broken open. It was totally open. Could have been it was like that the whole time. The case wasn't that there was an actual mechitza there. We're using good asik mechitza from the walls of the house. So there was never a wall there. So the lashon of nifrat is not really the correct lashon. Just means that it's open. Well, not a lashon nifrat, i.e. the sif gimel. Since the sif gimel, the phrase nifrat makes sense. So here we use the same lashon. Kadim Shabbos. So this case was that it happened before Shabbos. The Yibah Shabbos, Rimin and Kima, the Hochuch, but now, since over here we're not dealing with an issue of Mechitzes allowing for carrying, Rishos Mechitzes, we're dealing with Eruve Chateris Mechitzes. We said before that in that situation, if in Shabbos it gets impacted, we say Kima, the Hochuch. It's open, Bimalu, the Gagagoto. Hannah should call Gag Hakotzen Hoyim Chubin Neged Gag Hagodol Hasamachlo. The smaller roof was totally open, and that side now to this larger roof which is next to it. Umari Nami Mishalo Erevu Baaleim Yachad. There was no Erev between the two of them. Gam and Gag Hakotzen Machzik. And that smaller one is not more than 10 amos long. All like we said in the previous sim. So the cotton is also lahalus, the rain nifrit, the rishus, the bear, also like, because it's totally opened to an area which it doesn't allow it to carry. You can't take kelim shashab shababayas, again. You look at kelim shashab su alagag, but the tatam afilim igag, the gag kabera bali erev klal, but now the simon shanayim beis, the balaf. We said before many times that all gagas are considered one rishus for kelim which is shabbos in the gag. Golomotel, hoti kliabayas. The galut could take kli abayis up onto its roof. Al gagoy, the gagoy cotton, the gabay nechshav kipesav ba'alma kibun shein bo yosem yosem amas. As far as it's concerned, is less than 10 amas opening, so it's considered just a doorway. Now this is all talking about mechitzah abayis nikaros. Shekol gagoyis shalehen. Their roofs were chalok and were flat. Lo b'shapoyin and not. At an angle like ours are. Shein brelag agag min l'ksolim l'chutz, if the roof does not extend beyond the walls, near mechitzah the bayis l'endem al esvas agag, a person who stands by the edge of the roof can see the walls. Kishim esachlan tachos olem, they look down beneath their feet. Was a meaning good asik mechitzah. So now that wall continues up through the base of the rule of good asik. Kilo muk of mechitzah the malus of the gag, like there's mechitzahs around the gag. So that's how that works. Avakashagag berlet minak solim alachutz. If when the roof extends beyond the walls,
ain
mechitz in the bayis nirin ve'armin gudasik mechitz. You can't see them. They don't know that gudasik. Avikarmelis therefore on top. It's a area which is not enclosed. So it's considered a carmelis. Also the taltum cholechod, you can't carry neither one of them. She'en lo shum mechitzah, because there's no walls. If you look at them, shabbos alagag, even kelim which are on the roof, which where they are the getting of Shabbos, so there's no problem of the Isra of Ruach Hatzeris, but the problem of carrying in a carmelis, they can't carry more than dalad amos, kim arba amos. Now, according to this cheshbon, should come out the following. In other words, in the case we're dealing with before the houses, the two gagas are right next to each other. Well, let's say they're not just right next to each other, they're actually attached. So the house, so there's no real mechitza, they say good house and mechitza, it's not nikur. The person standing on the roof, they don't see that the two houses are somewhat to each other, and now there's a gag on top. Mm-hmm. That mechitza is not visible. Mm-hmm. That's all part of the roof. Mm-hmm. So you wouldn't say good house and mechitza over there, so that now the cut and the gadol have a problem.
So you have to see it from where? Like the bottom?
From the top, when you're standing on top, you have to see, it has to be, the concept of mechitza has to be visible that it exists. To get it in a good asa.
Wherever you're standing.
Right. Excuse me. So in a scenario which gives, so you have house. The larger one and the smaller one. So the larger one, even though this part is no mechitza, as long as it's less than 10 amos, so it's a pesach. For the smaller one, there's nothing here, so you can't carry in that area because it's porous. It's always going to be porous in that situation. Even though the gag is not sticking out theoretically over beyond the walls are right here, right? The walls are right there, but. It doesn't make a difference because it's not visible. Shagag, well, if the roof is extending out, it's a carmelis. Davka kushabrelet arba tochim. Now, this halacha extending out is only extending extends out four tochim. Alam ein brelet arba tochim. Have a kimechitzes nikaris.
Tezvog, Tezayim Bezir Aloch.
So in that situation where it's less than four tefachim, we say a good asik, you would say good asik in that situation.
Where does the number four tefachim come from? Like Lovin is three. So usually you say three, it's mamish, it's bigger than that. Where's four?
Right, so the four over here is
many places.
Because Rishuyos are defined by four.
Okay, yeah.
So
yeah, Malcolm Potter, everything four.
Right. Saying so now it's Chazal Taishab, that was considered Malcolm
Potter. Local emotion was saying, because I mean coming in, you think Lovud, you're saying that if it's more than three, then it's a different animal. Like the size three is a different animal. So
right.
So here four comes from Rishuyos. I'm just trying to see.
Right.
There's no connection between the two.
Right, so this is the Gag, this is the Blita. Right. And here's where the wall is. So this Blita is less than four tefachim, just not, you can't consider this a Rishus of Isser.
Right. It's less than four.
Right. So now the Gag, whereas if this is four tefachim, this clearly doesn't have machitzas.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a Mokum of Isser, and this is totally porous to the Mokum of Isser. So therefore, you can't carry on the Gag either. So the problem with the Mechitzas not being the chorus, what the Magad Rome is saying, is not because you can't see the Mechitzas. It's because it's just a way of being a Simon Ba'alma to say, well, there's this Mokum of Isser, which it's totally porous to.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's only a problem if this Mokum Isser is for Tzvachim.
Right.
Because this comes to Carmelis.
If it's less than your Nikr, what?
If it's less than that, so this is not a Mokum of Isser. Mm-hmm. It's a Mokum Patur. So if this is Heter, so this doesn't become Osir.
Okay.
That's what he's saying.
The little one Osir is the big one.
So he's saying that the good Asim Mechitza over here is not, it can't go through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because it's not Nikr. The point is, consider something extending
it's attached to that.
It's attached to that.
Extension is what does it.
An extension is impossible. That's
not
what
that the good Asim
Mechitza. Right. So that's what I'm going to say. I mean, brother Arba Tzvachim, Havim Mechitza is Nechorus. And it's equivalent of Nechitza Nechorus. Okay, it's only going to be moved to that situation to carry more than Dalai Lama's if there's a window which is 4x4 which allows access to the roof. Pesuach light the Mishnah, because we can use now the roof based on this access from this window.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, the Gag is all considered like an extension of the Rishus Yochid. When we call Malkum, that solves the Rishus Hayachid versus Carmelis issue. It doesn't solve the Ruvah Chatzeris issue. So it allows you to say, oh, it's Rishus Hayachid, and therefore you're allowed to carry more than Elohim's. What? Kalim, which are Shavis on the roof. But the fact that it's a Chorvish is a Yochid, he's saying over here that that's, Shabur is saying that you won't say. It's not Mamash Chorvish is a Yochid that will say that, therefore it's automatically part of the Rishus Yochid. It's like a virtual Rishus Yochid, which is not enough to allow you to ignore the need for the Ruvach and Seiris. Okay. Simon Shin Ayin Hey. Ma Heim Hadvorim Hashrim Bechotzer Shenim Hayser. Boy Dal Siv. What types of items of ownership which impact and create a need for Ruva Katzeres and what doesn't? Mir Pesit. You have a porch. But this porch of Derek Lalias Absuchimlo. There was a string of second floors which opened up to this suspended porch. And then you would go down a ladder or down steps from that porch.
Mm-hmm.
So that porch was accessed to a set of aliyahs.
Mm-hmm.
The Ramatis Bechotzer is all above a chotzer, v'adam lo basulam, you go up a ladder to get to it. Bnei Aliyas Yardim Yimeno L'Chotzer, they take the, they pass it down the Sulam into the Chotzer, and they go through Shazaram. So the Bnei Aliyah walk through the Chotzer. So are they considered part of the Chotzer? There's a need to include them in the Ruvich Hetzeres. So Shulchan Aruch says, "Ein Marshal Bnei Chotzer." They don't affect the Bnei Chotzer. The Sulam Teres Pesach Olov. You look at the Aliyahs, with their Mepeset as one Chotzer. What's down here is another Chotzer. And there's an access in between, there's a doorway in between, the Rubai door in between. You can be Ma'ar Echad, you can be Ma'ar Shnai. So they could all join together if they want, but they don't have to. And the people down below can join. And the fact that these guys are walking through, it's like a case that a fellow has a Chotzer with a doorway to the other Chotzer, and they're Ma'ar separately. The fact that these people walk through doesn't arse you.
They're both independent.
Correct. Like the case of two chatzeres with a door between. She wrote to Marv and Yachad. We wrote to Kolach and Marv. Lots, and each one can do themselves separately or together. But Mavashi Yarba Kobani and Repesa Lots, and Kadesh Dehe Regal and Mutaris from Karma. It's only going to work if the Bnei Aliyah all made an error together. And they're allowed to carry where they are. Mm-hmm. Then they don't affect the Bnei Achatz. If they did not make a Ruvich Hatzeris together up on the Aliyah, mm-hmm. So where they are, you can't carry. So this is an idea which I think we might have had one time before. This is called Regel, which is a Surabim Karma. Where it is itself, it can't carry. So now that Isidik Regel is walking through this, it has a path through this Chotzer. Because the Bnei Aliyah uses this Chotzer to get out to Shazarah. So that's like an established path that they have a right to go through the chotzer for that. So it's regal who aser b'mkayma aser is this makom also. But since they made it, in the case of they made it ruvich hatzeres together, since regal hamutoras b'mkayma, where it is, it's mutter, right. Then they don't, there's an aser, the rishus where it's going through. Mishaburah sekotin aleph, simon shinayin hay sekotin aleph. And also b'nei chotzer. So the people who are in the chesed don't affect the b'nei chotzer. Because you know every Yachad when they did not make an error together. Separately. The fact that they walk through doesn't not a problem. Well, how can Chotzer Echad Sheerbu Bnei Chetzel Atzon Bnei Chetzel Atzon? The Asir that it's not the case if you have one Chotzer which half joined Erev A and half joined Erev B. So now nobody can carry in the Chotzer because it's two different groups vying for ownership of the chotzer. So that's not true over here. Alahavik kishtei chotzeres, rather it's equivalent of two different chotzeres. Now, umari kishem repesat gavoya saratwachim in a chotzer, diloi hoya gavoya saratwachim, habalei ima chotzer kachotzer achas. Why do we look at it separately? It's a different height. It's above 10 tvachim. In a chanami, in the case where it was not above 10 tvachim. So the Merpeset was lower down, and it was the same, it's just like one big chotzer. And now you have a problem, if they weren't married together, you can't carry. Beis, it says, La'atzmoy. If they can marry separately. But so learn, much of the Tatu, if you clear bias, the chotzer, you can now carry can from the bias to the chotzer. Then Kli Aliyah the Merpeset. So B'nai Chot, the lower ones can use the Chotzer, the upper ones can use the Merpeset. Our Kli Abayis the Merpeset, or Kli Aliyah the Chotzer, also Kli Mishnah every Yachad. Obviously, you can't take Kalim from the Aliyah, from the houses of the Aliyah into the Chotzer. You can't take Kalim from the B'nai Abayis down below into the Merpeset. She said it's. It's mutter, even though they're walking through, as long because they are regular, which is the terrace between Kaima, because they made their own area up above. Rachi Arvu, but to learn. Dimlo Arvu Bifneatsu, the Aserbim Kaima. If they didn't make an area together, although B'nai Merpeset, and you can't carry there, so then it's called Aserbim Kaima. So, Lovzo Sarah's Gam. Kain alachotcha the talta b'sechem kliya bias that makes that the chotcha become the makom you can't carry kelim from the bias to it. The repes a kimin shein loy derech acher l'rishus haravim kal yedei chotcha. Since the only way you can get out from the repes to rishus haravim is through this chotcha. How the chotcha zed l'tnim is zed like two chotcheres one deeper in than the other. Shein loy derech acher kimin yedei chotcha chotcha. The only way out is through that chotcha. They're not joined together in the inner sanctum. Make one erev. So where they are, they can't carry. Then and they must go out through the other one. They answer the outer one from carrying. All right. So that's the rule. Base. Imlo erbu yachad. The two chaserets are not joined together. Yesh mechatzer teloy omer shumashutav benchner. And there is this hillock or a block of wood, which is owned jointly between the two chaserets. If the height of this tail or omen, which is in this chotzer, is not 10 tefachim high, between a chotzer and between a merpeset, mishneim asurim. Let's go back to the case of the chotzer and merpeset. I'm sorry.
We're talking about the same picture we had in Aleph.
Right.
Okay.
How does the picture look?
Where is this tail or armud?
Underneath the Bepesa? Yeah. So now
my Shaila is... Next to the ladder? Or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
So now I want to reach down from the Bepesa and use that... This tail, or I want to stand on the chotzer and use the tail.
Okay, it belongs to both.
So it was not ten tefachim high. Re'elu nachshavim bein a chotzer bein a pesa. It's like it's something which is being shared by both of them. And since they're not, we weren't married together, so neither can carry. Shneim asurim. Lo yishom kelim. Again, you can always carry kelim which spent their Shabbos in the chotzer. You can't carry, or the merpeset, you can't carry kelim which spent their beginning of Shabbos in the house. But if you hang gavoyim, make your calls, the chotzer sar tefachim. If they're 10 tefachim high already, and the ubasechot sar le merpeset, and the merpeset is not too high, so they're within 10 tefachim of the height of down from the merpeset. Behem asef arba tefachim merpeset, and they're not too far away from the merpeset is, like straight down, basically, close by. It's supposed to be situated further away from the merpeset.
So where do you get arba tefachim again? I would think it's lovud. I would think three tefachim.
See, over here the issue is, again, as Chazal said, that within four tefachim usually is nichat hashmishte. It's easy to access and use. So this tail is within the four tefachim of me.
It's not my
I can reach out and use it. It's above ten tefachim.
Not my rishus.
So no, we're going
to
say
access.
It's not. It's considered access is to the bnei aliyah.
Within four.
Within four, I can reach out and use it. It's
within
not
ten
so far.
And four, it's like they could use it.
But more than four tefachim, ready is considered too far away to be able to use. So if it's within four, if it's ten tefachim high off the ground. It's within 10 tefachim from the bottom of the merpeset. It's within 4 tefachim away from the merpeset. So in any of those situations, when you have all of those situations, not any, you have all of those situations, b'nei merpeset mutorim, they can use it. B'shitashmishter lohem b'nachas miliv nei hachotzer. It's more easier for them to have access than the hachotzer to have access, because above 10 is not considered nechotashmishter. Now, v'mahoyu rechokim memory pesach arba tefachim oyosir. If it was more than four tefachim, four tefachim or more away, so it's hard to reach out to use it. Abishagoyim is only the 10 tefachim high. In a chotzer, above the within the 10 tefachim higher than the chotzer.
It's either too low or too far out.
V'techa sora memory pesach, and it's within the 10 tefachim of the start of the pesach. Re'elu b'chal a chotzer memory pesach. That situation, it's further away from the merpesa than four tefachim or more. Right. So then, it belongs to the two of them equally. You should stay absolutely stamish by my yedei zrika. You could both could use it by throwing something out, but not by placing something out. So you stay asurim ahotzi shom kelim sheshom su bebotim achi orba. So now. Practically, that means you can't carry kelim out of the house on top of this omer.
Right.
That's the practical application of the halacha. Okay.
They own it, but they can't use it.
Right. So it'll come out. A lot of Mishaburim bays. Okay. Ben Shneyan. Dibu shalecha mehem, because only one owns it. Rehu b'rishuso dechad. It's totally in his rishos, so it can never create an issur for him.
Doesn't it depend where it is? I just had all these things. It's more than 10 away, more than 4 out.
Right, but the point is, if it's within... Let's see, I would take it's owned by the Ben Chotzer. The fact that it's within the access, but you know, since you know where it shows the access, you can't call this like your hillock. It's my hillock. Hey. If it's not 10 tefachim high. Haklab is that the kol shel echad tashmishta benachas, which means b'kahana b'kal. Shani Vakash. One is easier to use, one is harder to use.
Ah, okay.
Lo Mikri Rak Rashus, Lo Isa Shani Tashmisha Benachas. It's for the one who can use it easily, that's its mocking. When a Shani Yoko Lesla, the other one doesn't attack. Av Mishneim Shabu. Hein Shehul Shneim Bekali Shtabash, Lo Isa Mokku. Hein Vakash, whether it's easy or whether it's hard. But if they're equal, to Shach Hashem, it belongs to both. They ask each other, they can't use that place, take things from the house out to that place, because there's no air. In the case, there's no air. Now, what's called easy, what's called hard? Kavoya mimenu. Then tell him kavoya mimenu. I start talking. We start lizuk shom. The highness is such that you'd have to throw it on top. I start so you'd have to like lower it down through a cord. The highnu shamakum shum. Who is namach mimenu? I start talking. It's more than 10 talking deep. You have to lower something down with the rope. You can't just reach down and place it. It's more than 10 tefachim away. So then, calls it mikir kosher. That's called
hard.
It's doable. It's less than 10 tefachim. Hamas riko, hamas shel. So whether you're talking about throwing it up, it's less than 10 tefachim, so it's easy to get it on top. Or you can reach down and get it, you don't have to really necessarily use a rope to let it down. That's called easy. The problem is mikri kasha, feeling of pause and start talking. You got to show someone a tail muflug, rochim, mokim, imen arba tvachim, and start losing for having. You have a case that's considered difficult use because you can't reach it. You have to throw something on top. That's called difficult use. Okay. So he said if it's not 10 tvachim high, off the ground, minores. The gam in our pesach shalom alamehem ain no mukh menu asar tochim. Gunner Pesach Shalom Alamim Ain Nomuk Mimeno Shotom.
It's not
10 Tvachim lower than the tops. It has Shaykhs to both of them. The upper one is within 10 Tvachim of the floor of the upper one, and the top of this one are within 10 Tvachim. Top of this. Tail or omer, but since it extends out more than 4 tefachim, it's hard to reach. In that situation, dim ha'yu nomach minim, professor the sort of tefachim oz ha'yu noisim oz sedav nei achotzer. So the lehem tashmish benachas, so the name professor, hanam anshe ha'liyah shavatim. Shabbatim the tefachim and professor. Viskupas, Viskayim.
What's Viskupas?
Skupa is like the bottom board.
Threshold?
Threshold, yeah. So one of them is easy. The main chotzer is less than 10 tefachim high. Whereas the main repesit, their axis was way above it to the point that you couldn't reach down easily, you have to throw it down. Their threshold is equal to the height of a repesit. So that's its access to that situation only with kosher, only with difficulty.
Therefore, both of them, but if it's less than 10 tefachim high, and it's less than 10 tefachim from there to the height of the aliyah, so both people are considered. Both are considered that they have access, and their first name is Surim. Their first name is Surim. Adapka show you a tail. Well, but some of them are passive, so they're betwachim. Again, its only problem is within 4 tefachim. The Mayor Rechokim Mimenu are betwachim. If it was more than 4 tefachim away, so it comes like this. For the Mirpasid, it's called Kosh Tashmishta. For the Chotzer, it's not 10 tefachim high, it's called Niyah Tashmishta. Can attach and repress it a law because the chotze benachas, so very similar to the chotze. So that situation, the chotze would be allowed to use it. Ches b'sechah sort repress it. Nimhoyu meruchak asur gam repress it. If it's repress it is more than 10 tefachim above the height of this omud or tail. Hoyu l'shneim b'kasha b'yad shneim shavim b'leso zel zeh. So then both have difficult access. Neither one has easier access. Because it's above 10 tefachim over here, so it's more than 10 tefachim over here. So then, shneim shovim, and neither one can carry. So the shmishu lehem benachas. What's going back on tests? If they're within arba tefachim of the mispesid, their motor, because it's for them, it's benachas. It's easier them than the chotzer. Shehem law b'sechas tzor tefachim. For them, it's within 10 tefachim. Kamenim v'flogim mehem. It's not distanced away from it. Whereas for the b'nei chotzer, it's above 10 tefachim. But if it's more than 4 tefachim away. Al bisha gevoyim. Said before. Because for them it's normally considered Neitash Mishra. That's within 4 tefachim. It's 4 tefachim go further out. You can't really reach it, you have to throw. So if I make you Tashmisha Gam came by Kosha. So it's above 10 tefachim here, it's hard to use over here.
Both directions.
And then the shtam oisim zelzel, they can't use the tail.
It's a double kosher.
Tzvei molakash. Psecha sort of number pesed.
Is
going on. It has to be with Teichos and Merpeset. It was more than 10 Tvachim away from the bottom of the Merpeset. Yesh Teichos and Merpeset. That's most likely. Yesh and the Kibbutz and Shalabal and Merpeset. Yesh Tei Re'usus. It has two concerns. Number one, Shinubukim Asar, it's more than 10 Tvachim gap. We got Muflogim and Merpeset Tvachim. It's also 4 Tvachim away.
So the Bnei Chotzer have one problem. It's above 10 Tvachim. That's kosher. The Bnei Aliyah have two problems. That's more than 10 Tvachim down, and it's more than 4 Tvachim out. Ah, for them it's really hard.
So now this is kosher.
Both
are kosher, but for one it's more kosher than the other.
Right, so since the definition of easy can also mean easier. Easier, so it's a comparative. Comparatively, it's easier.
It's not binary.
Therefore, in Cain, it's easier. Shalom shechotzu noach yersu shom and listen. So they have it's easier for them. If they get it to be yishom, the kimin shalachotzu gnami gavoy aser tochem. It's above 10 tochem. Make you the shtem tash v'shul b'kosher. Person says that's not easy to use. Okay, good. Or bechotzer shal b'neiim or peset, b'nei chotzer b'shukos. So there's a house with a peset, and there's a well, there's a pit, and let's hold it here.
Who is this?
What? Take a look at this.
That's Shinayim Bo. What? This wasn't upstairs.
Well, this case of there's a Bnei Chotzer and Bnei Perpeset is not in Shinayim Bo.
No, the Borech and the Chotzer. What's this?
What, where the...
Where the little Zion is, where you stopped?
Yeah, the little Zion.
Borech and the Chotzer.
Right.
Gubso Chulio.
So it has a rim around it, which is 10 Tvachim high, and it's within 4 Tvachim of the Merpeset. So,
Oysen Zeh Al Zeh. This is not the Bnei Aliyah? What is this?
So, Chashigot the Bnei Aliyah in that situation.
This is still Bnei Aliyah, okay.
Yeah. So, Chor, it's 10 Tvachim high, and it's within 4 Tvachim of the Merpeset, and it should go to the Bnei Merpeset.
You're right.
Oysen Zeh Al Zeh, Chishlo Erbi Yachad, Lamalos Mayim Adli. To use the bucket which is there in the Chotzer, to use the bucket which is came from the bias with Aliyah, you have a problem. Mm-hmm. And then take the water into the houses, can't do it. You don't say give it to the river.
It's hard for me.
So why don't you say that it's closer to them? It's 10 Tvachim high and it's within 4 Tvachim. No. But the water isn't there. You have to go down and get the water.
Mm-hmm.
You get it by laying down this bucket. Okay. Feeling my bore, molly, mime, ad guy, akulia, just a little bit. So now, the car, it's all full all the way up to the top.
It's
now ready, the car should be easier for the Bnei Merpeset. So the water goes down, then you no longer are the better of the two. Hoya bore, molly, the double shame, nitl b'shabbos. It was full of something which can't be taken away on Shabbos. Moksi. Reoka omer, tail, go away, start. It was like, you know, I don't care whether these items are permanent or stationary, but if they're here for the Shabbos, it's like an omen or a tail. It's within 10 Tvachim on the bottom of the Peset, and it's within 4 Tvachim. This is the main Peset, because Shana Mufu may cut the Arba Tvachim, and now the Shama Shaka. Okay, so we're holding by Sif.
Okay.